Okay, we're in Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Beis, and we're going according to the Meiri. And it says, he who fears God walks in a straight path, but he who bends his ways mocks it. Okay? That translation is according to the Meiri. The Pasuk doesn't exactly put it that way, but that's the way the Meiri translates it. Fear of God means fear of consequences. How's that fear of God? Because we accept God's system, that it really works, and so we have to investigate the consequences of our actions. That's fear of God. Okay? That fear of God, okay, causes you to walk in a straight path. What's a straight path? According to the Meiri, a straight path means that my intuition is in line with reality. I could rely on a certain sense of if I don't have, even if I don't have a proof, my sense is in line with reality. So he says, if you look at life based on consequences, and you train your mind to look at consequences, that straightens out your mind and gives you a intuition that is in line with reality, where you can rely on your intuition even without proofs. That is the first half of the pasuk. But he who bends his ways, meaning that he does not go according to fear of God, but he just goes, bends his ways means bends the ways of truth, he mocks it. Okay? So the question is, what's the it when you mock it? So the Meiri has two answers. The first answer, he mocks this way of God, of looking at always at consequences. He mocks that and he doesn't accept it. But the Meiri has a second thing. He says, so the question is, the mocket. So we said the first way is the ways of God. But the second way, in other words, he mocks the ways of God, that he mocks looking at life through consequences, and that you make decisions based according to your mind. Okay? But the second way is the more interesting. He hates it because he sees he can't make it. There are certain people that feel that if they can't make it, then that's the end of it. If you can't make it, then you can't do it. Now, it is true that it takes a long time, and it's a slow process. That doesn't mean you can't make it. You see, that's the problem. Today, I mean, for instance, in America, I mean, to get any place, you need elementary school. That's 8 years of school. Then you need 4 years of high school. Then you need at least 4 years of college. Then you go in and either to law school or to medical school. I mean, there's years of work that before you go into your profession. People don't give up for some reason. The society accepts it. But the truth is the same thing here. If you put in the same work, most people will make it. If you are a person that won't make it completely, you still could be a person that can make it partially. You could get partway to it. But that to say to give it up because it's not worth it, that's totally destructive because you'll have absolutely nothing. And a person in general should know when in reality he really can't make it and when it's just his emotions telling him. That's a very hard distinction to make, but you must be able to train yourself to make such a distinction, the distinction between whether you really can make it or maybe it's an area that I can't make. The question is, how's the first half related to the second half? The first half is talking about the living a life of always looking at the consequences, to be able to evaluate the consequences and then to live according to the consequences. The second is a person that turns away, that he turns away from the making decisions on consequences. That's what I mean. He who bends it turns away. He turns away from it. You see? That person that turns away from it mocks it. Now, the first half of the pasuk is talking about, according to the Meiri, that if you live the life of fear of God, then what's going to happen is naturally you make decisions in line with reality. Even sometimes, even if you don't have time to prove it, naturally you will come to correct conclusions. That's the benefit.